welcome back to All of This is Temporary with your hosts, Melody Gates and Ray Stone. This week is brought to you by A Crumb on Her Lip.
Oh, they're still there? There's some in my boobs just
down here. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by A Crumb on Her Lip.
Have you been waiting to tell me that?
No, I just saw it. Weird boobs, which I was asked if her boobs look weird right before we got on this, and also one high chick.
And you also didn't answer my question.
I said, no, they look fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I noticed the crumbs that are also on my face.
No. Oh, you just did this. Are you trying to do the squeaky laugh thing?
No.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see how this one goes, folks. She's too high and I'm impatient, so... This week is
only one of those things is true.
Yeah, you figure out which would I write in and tell us which one you think it is. And both answers cannot be true.
But one can be true. We have a great show for you today.
We have a jam-packed show to you today. We have a jam-packed show to you today to show you. We have so many things to show you in this show today. I would like to start by just saying...
Hello? Beep, beep, beep. Hello? Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite clip of all time. Beep, beep, beep. Spirit Airlines.
Chat, beep, beep, beep.
Oh, I love that noise.
I will bring up the full.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch. We can't. That's not fair just to show the clip. Listen to the clip.
We
can't even see it.
Okay. Well, we'll see if I bring it up later on. But I just think for now, that's funny. A little teaser for the future.
Mm-hmm.
A little, this guy's too drunk in the airport and decides he's going to use the microphone, which is brilliant. When you need help, just pick up the mic that talks to the entire airport terminal.
Yeah. You'll get someone's attention, that's for sure. And no one's ever at those counters anyways.
Right. And the mics are probably live. Just pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get into it.
It's my new favorite way of saying get the fuck out of my way.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep. Because I can still say it with the aggression that I feel inside, but it doesn't come out as mean. It comes out as friendly, but I'm not feeling friendly.
Yeah, beep is kind of a magic word like that, where it's like, I'm being cute and fucking move.
Yeah, but serious.
Beep, 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 beep. I used to do two beeps. Now I do beep, 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 and it's much nicer. I don't know why the third beep makes it so cute.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
It rounds it out. Three is good.
Yeah. It just makes you think of like a cartoon character.
Yeah, like the coyote and the roadrunner.
The boys were talking about it again.
Again.
So this time, yeah. Remember, okay, so the Comedy Matrix, I told a joke about... or I was writing a joke about Jay Leno getting Wile E. Coyote injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard the boys talking about it,
mm-hmm.
and they said it. Well, this time around, so the newest Protect Your Parks, they talk. This time Shane tries to bring it up.
Oh, he's again. The one who called it out before, right?
Yeah, but he sort of threw it away like he's getting Wile E. Coyote injuries. And I'm like, that's exactly as much attention as that joke gets. Because I was trying to write something. I'm like, it's just not funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's topical and quick.
It's cute.
And it should just be as simple as he's just getting Wile E. Coyote injuries. So, but it was kind of funny that he brought it up again. He was like, oh, yeah, dude, we talked about it. And then they talked about how long 60 feet is. Because that was my whole joke, is as he's falling down the hill, like in old cartoons, when Scooby-Doo would run by a door, it'd be like they'd run by the same door and bookshelf a few times because they just replayed on the reel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like tumbling down a hill. That was like how Jay Leno must have passed the same rock a couple of times, like on the way down the hill. Because it's 65 feet. And I was going to do a faux tumble on stage, which I really am glad I haven't done that yet. It's a bad trick you're not supposed to do. But the whole point is to then stand up and say, that's 7 feet. Now times 10 is how far he fell.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 70 feet. It was.
But I mean, he was rolling down the hill, so he had the support of the ground underneath him.
I think that anytime your fall includes 70 feet, the pitch is so steep that it just is going to hurt all the way down. Because how else do you fall that far? It must have been a steep ass hill. And yeah. He probably didn't fall through the whole thing. Mm. But that's neither here nor there. We do have a couple of special things. We have for this week an ancient bomb with me. We're still not quite up to my infamous Juneteenth bomb, which I am so not looking forward to. But I haven't seen this one in a long time. I don't remember. I think I remember it going okay. But, you know, so far we've only had a couple that have been like okay. So we're due for one that's just really uncomfortable and no good. And I think this one might be a little uncomfortable in the beginning. So I'm looking forward. So we've got that on the agenda. We've got a new joke, a new Chad beep, beep, beep joke. We'll see how he does this week. Do you have a new Chad GPT?
I have a couple of things. I don't know if I'm going to share one of the jokes because it's really bad. And then I do have something else, another update.
Well, maybe for the bad one, maybe we got to do a thing where you also like tell me the premise and we'll see if I can come up with a joke also first, like real quick. And if I have nothing, then we'll just move right to the joke. But
okay, we can try that this week. But I mean, the premise, I've told you it before and we talked about it and we couldn't find a funny angle, just like ChatGPT couldn't.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's, I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about right now. So I could still bring it up and see what comes to mind.
Yeah. I forgot to thank our all-time longtime sponsor Skim Milk. I keep forgetting to remind everybody that every episode is brought to you by Skim Milk.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the tagline.
Yeah.
We do forget to say it.
What we're trying
it's
to say
so
is
just so ingrained, yeah. You know, we don't need to.
We're trying to say don't get fat out there. No. You know, don't get fat. Stay skim.
That's good.
Wait, what is skim? You do off the top.
It sounds like slim.
Shouldn't it be skimmed milk? Like where they like skimmed it? Because that's what skimming is, when you like, you skim the top of the thing with a spoon and
it's bad grammar is what it really is. Skim milk. It's skimmed. Your skim milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking news, everybody. We have gotten to the bottom of it. They've been selling us this bullshit product. It's not real. Next. This is the latest and greatest in your conspiracy theories. Skim milk isn't real.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's all temporary.
It's not a real thing.
It's not.
They're just feeding you this thing, calling you. It's called skim milk. There's no such thing. Is it skinny? Is it fat free? No, it's skim. Like skimmed across the surface?
I mean, I would think that skim milk would actually be like the fattiest part of the milk because yeah. It's the skim yeah. from that.
The skim, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's one of those words. It's losing its meaning. Skim, 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 skim. I just sit here and say skim for 20 minutes.
Every word like it is going to sound like skim for the next week.
Scum.
Skim.
Scum is the past tense of skim. I scum it right off there.
He done scum that milk.
The scum it. Isn't that the top of the mountain? No. Damn it. You know what? It's funny. I was just talking about going to Janie's and all of a sudden I'm Julian punning it up. Woo. It happens. It's just like you think about him. My eye starts twitching. Have you been able to see it so far, by the way? It's doing it right now.
Your left eye?
And I have the best light on it.
I kind of saw it for a second.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it. Just did it.
There it's doing it.
Yeah. I didn't know it was possible to see an eye twitch. I thought you could only feel it. I couldn't see it the other day and I was right next to your face.
Well, it was also dark on the couch and
we were in the kitchen.
Not have had your glasses on.
It's bright in there. You're right in front of me.
Yeah. Now it's on camera.
I think the lighting.
Oh, it's doing it.
That's the weirdest thing about an eye twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not interesting to talk about, but it's still weird that you feel it and it's like all you can think about. It feels like there's, you know, it hit the mic just now.
Really gets in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was my eye twitching the mic.
Yeah. But nobody can see. I don't know. That's just the weirdest thing to me.
But yeah, skim milk and perfectly smoked salmon.
Oh, that was so good.
It wasn't the other night, but it got better.
I mean,
as time
it just wasn't
on.
What I expected. And I have trouble with change and I just need a moment to sink in and then I'm fine.
Yeah.
But it was never not good. It was always delicious. It was even better after being refrigerated a couple of days.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
I agree. That was an amazing smoked salmon. Yeah. I smoked it for 10 hours or something. Was it 8 hours?
It was
8 hours.
It was a full day.
Solid 8 hours. Cold, 100 degrees. It was kind of at 105 a lot. Mm-hmm. I fought at 200. It was hard. I had to make a baffle for the smoker. Worked my ass off because somebody here requested smoked salmon. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do some smoked salmon. I know
somebody
how this is supposed to turn out. And then
when I told somebody here I was craving smoked salmon after we had it at my uncle's house on Christmas, I said, I want to get some of that smoked salmon. And you said, why do that? Just get a salmon. We can smoke it in the smoker.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, here I come with my salmon.
Mm-hmm. And then I smoked it.
You did.
Perfectly.
It was so good.
And then somebody came home and just basically ran over it with a sledgehammer.
I didn't do that.
The good old days. So if you're going to get some smoked salmon, just make sure you either get the wet sliced stuff or there's a traditional smoked salmon, which is you really smoke it for a long time and you really dry it out. But the fat, the oily stuff stays in there and then it comes apart in chunks that are like dry chunks. And it's closer to like a jerky and it's supposed to come off in chunks. And it's so good.
It's
and
so
that
good.
Was what I was picturing when you said, hey, will you smoke this sockeye salmon? Mm. Because I think to get the sliced stuff, I think that sockeye, you need a tougher meat anyway.
You need the thicker farm raised.
Or you have to slice it ahead of time and then smoke it. I'm not sure what their order is when they get that really, really thin sliced stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a different kind of salmon. And yeah, you cooked it exactly like it should have been. It was really good. I've just never had salmon like that.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm glad that you agree finally.
I'll be requesting it again in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks.
When
we'll, see if that,
salmon.
We'll see if that, we'll go ahead and we'll flush that out and see if, we'll see if that one sticks.
Okay. We'll let you know how the salmon is next time.
Oh, you didn't even catch it. I said
we'll flush it out.
Yeah, because you said that to me and
we'll flush it out.
Yeah, we'll flush it out.
It didn't stick. I need to write it down.
We're going
to
flush this one out. one of my favorite things is thinking that you're saying something correctly and then 40 years down the road, you're like, that's how you say that? So
this whole time,
how I say it isn't how it's said. Mm-hmm. And then you just try to adjust. And what's funny is I've noticed with some friends, it only sticks for a little while, like Yoga Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh. And then she'll catch it. And then like for a couple weeks when we were all coffeeing together, she would like be like, oh yeah, that's right. It's this. Mm-hmm. But then 6 months down the road, time goes on and she has completely forgotten. And now she's just back to it. I think that's what we do. We just assign our beliefs to a thing. We assume we know what we're talking about. So we just tell ourselves we're right. And then even when we get corrected, eventually we're just going to get back to what we were thinking before.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much better to live in our own little world. Habits are hard to break, and we want to be right, but then it's just exhausting.
Yeah. I always loved the phrase, I'm going to drop you like a bad habit. Do you ever hear that? Like tough guys say that.
Yeah.
And I was always like, you're going to drop me like a bad habit.
You're going to pick me back up again?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Bad habit's hard to drop. What do you? That's what makes it a bad habit. It's hard to drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but the only way you drop a bad habit is to never fuck with it again. Just don't ever touch it again.
Yeah. If one ever comes at me again, I'll be like, your tone. It's all wrong. These guys, they came over. I figured I have a little bit of it. I get the cadence. It starts low, then it swings up, and he says a bunch of things like normal things quickly in a row, and then he goes low, high, low.
Yeah, and I...
These guys over there. I can't describe it. These guys over there. I'm getting it. We'll get it.
You're getting there, yeah. And Ray Stone's best Christopher Walken impression gets better by the day.
One week down the road, I've been just doing it in the car by myself.
Yeah. Have you really?
Of course. I can't not. It's so hard to do. I can hear him. I have to hear him say in my head. I have to picture him saying something, and then I can.
I find I don't know, when I see people do impressions, their face kind of changes. It's you kind of have to take over that personality. And
you do.
And you kind of, this is the first time I've seen you do that just now across from me. You kind of did the.
Yeah. He squints a little. He nose scrunches when he talks.
Every time he's saying something, it's right there. And he pauses right before he reaches it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The words, they're over there. My guy.
All you could think about was what everyone was thinking about listening to you just now, huh? That's all you could think, because that's what happens to me. I'm like, oh no, I can't.
Oh no, I'm doing it.
A little game I taught Melody this week. I taught you a game called Woo on the Toilet.
It feels like so long ago.
How fun was that game? So a couple winters ago, I was up snowboarding with Phil up in Snow Bowl. We got up there around about opening time, 9:15, and we go into the bathroom to go pee before hitting the hill. And the bathroom is packed. Snow day, everybody's happy. The stoke is up. You can tell it was actually a good snow year. When a good snow year is happening and you got a good snow on top of it, the elevation, it's like everybody's looking for the tree runs, the big powder hits, whatever they're going to go do that, or whatever it is you're going to do. So we go into the bathroom. It's packed. I line up next to Philip at the urinal. There's another dude, it's either three or four, and then also both of the toilet stalls are full, and there's a line of dudes waiting for either an open stall or a thing, and some guys outside the bathroom door as well. So I, in my fucking heart of hearts, am a comedian, and I go, this is going to be funny for everybody, and I go, woo, like as loud as I can, like it was super loud. And I just taught that game to you on the toilet. Here in the house, where I snuck right up next to the door, which one door, it's one of them two-door bathrooms, because we got a fancy house, and one of the doors right next to the bedroom is right next to the toilet, which is less fancy when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And I just wooed you right next to the door, and it just felt good for me to do it to you, because I heard some ruckus next to it, and
you did, because there's a ridiculous toilet paper stand right next to the toilet, and it always falls down because it's right next to where my elbow is. So when I got wooed, my elbow went out, and then there goes the toilet paper thing, and the toilet paper fell, and it was all that.
But guys, try this out at home, or try it out in public. It's way more fun in public. If there are a lot of dudes at the urinals, so like an airport is a great place to do this. Everybody's like, oh, okay, got a minute to just go to the bathroom. Everybody has that same relaxation. It's like the one little bit of, okay, I'm chill. This has been a busy morning. And then you just woo the whole room, because the fun part is everybody who's holding their junk while they're hitting the urinal, then like just shakes a little bit. So yeah. Just a little bit of pee splashing in any direction just for a moment. And it's really fun.
I would want to correct this. Please do not try this in an airport. I think the bathroom stall at a lift for snowboarding is way different than
I'd like to argue my point and say it's even funnier in the airport, although you may or may not get into some trouble.
You might get arrested. And people, Liv, you might give someone a heart attack.
Live a little, babe, I say.
Yeah.
Live a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just. I do not, what is it? Do not approve of this message?
Our official stance is of this message. We do not.
Exactly. Quick disclaimer. You can do what you want. But we don't.
All of this is temporary by skim milk. Does not support the Raymond's don't. The horseshit of. Okay, well, let's we are 20 in, so let's jump to the TV in the corner and we'll watch me eat a very small penis on stage. Here we go.
All right, well, let's keep it going for Raymond Stone.
Huey Lewis. I heard the word information the other day. You hear that? Information. That's a special kind of word. It comes from a special kind of place. I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and they had the biodynamic farm people on, bless their hearts. And the girl, who's 38, says something, something, information. And I go, yes. And just a little while later, she follows it with impressions. I'm like, okay, here we go. It's spreading. Fast forward 2 days, and I'm watching my new favorite show, Florabama Shore. Have we seen this? You guessed it. It's basically Jersey Shore for rednecks. And since they're rednecks and in the South, there is going to be drinking and fighting. But now they're millennials, so they make up the next day and, like, you know, whatever they do, it's pretty dumb. But the girl from Alabama also says the word first impressions. And I'm like, it's spreading for real. Now, this reminded me of something. Have you ever had to give agitated advice during a blowjob? Well, you have to suck it, is an actual phrase from the playbook of my life titled Things I Never Thought I Would Have to Say Out Loud. Now, stay with me. When I was younger, I met this girl, and I mean, I don't want to shame people, but, you know, she was kind of a slut. So my first impression was that she's going to be good at this, right? My first impression. But she warned me that she was bad at giving blowjobs. Now, I'm 21 at the time. I'm thinking, there's no way this is a thing. I mean, I'm at a point in my life where if you brushed my arm with your arm and we were walking by each other in the hallway, I'd have to start explaining that this never happens, and if you just hand me a towel, I'll be good to go again in just a minute. But she proved it to me. I don't know how she managed to use all of her teeth, but when she went down, I was like, God, is she a shark? I don't remember seeing braces. What did I miss? Now, I just told you all of that so that I can tell you this one joke, okay? And I think it's not already a joke. I think I wrote this. But if I didn't and you've heard it, you may yell it out. What's the difference between blowjobs and first impressions? You only get one chance at giving a good first impression. My name's Ray. That's my time.
Okay.
And that's what we called a slow build.
Tell me how you really feel, babe.
It was a slow build. It was. I thought it was really. I liked it the first time, and I forgot where it was gonna go. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah.
I think the crowd really they understood that show you were referencing that I've never even heard of, the Alabama Floors or something.
Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore.
It was so one trick that I've learned in comedy is you can pick kind of a crazy thing from Netflix, and if you cite that on the show, you can win some people very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a good moment. And then they loved the blowjob. I guess I could tell by the cheers were all coming from men. I had a sense that they had all been there before. Like,
yeah,
you know, they were going to get something really great. Yeah. And it was shockingly not great.
The part that it doesn't kind of come, whatever reason it didn't come through, but the real loud laugh was when I say, I don't know how she managed to use all of her teeth. And then I sort of like wave my hand by my molars. And that part was like the pop. That was the only real pop that I got from that show.
Yeah, because like when you do this, it's like you imagine the teeth coming out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Like a horse.
But that is my joke. And I do want to know if you've heard it before. If you think you've heard it, I feel the same way. What's the difference between blowjobs and first impressions? You only get one chance at giving a good first impression. Because I'll give you plenty of chances at giving a blowjob. I think I told this on the podcast recently. But if you've heard this before and you're sure you've heard it before, tell me. Message, comment, whatever. Text me if you've got my number. And tell me. Because I don't want to be telling a joke. But I'm pretty sure that I wrote that joke. And that's like a very good, like a well-written joke. Because it's like, and you don't, of course, you don't end it with, because I'll give you plenty of chances at the blowjob, unless they really don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, they might not get it. Sometimes people don't get shit.
That's an easy one to get, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's if they don't get it. I'm just saying they don't get it, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
There's another possibility.
If you don't get it, maybe you're not good at giving good first impressions.
Yeah.
Maybe you're bad at giving those.
Right, you're just sitting there trying to figure out the whole time. You're just thinking about how bad at giving a first impression you are.
Yeah,
it just takes you out of the moment.
Like, gosh, showed way too much teeth in that first impression before.
Well, I want to say happy inauguration day to everyone. Mm. Wow, go get them.
It's tomorrow.
I know. They're not listening to this today.
Oh, we're not loading it today?
We'll be loading it. Nobody listens.
That's true.
Like, at all. Anyway,
yeah,
so.
We have like three.
Believe it. They've already. It's happening in the moment. Happy Inauguration Day, everybody. And happy TikTok Blackout Day.
Yes. Blackout. Yeah.
This is actually my. Back. I am so happy. Yeah, it's just a little blackout for the TikTok. I love. We have to talk about how funny it is that the PTB has tried to foist TikTok out of their hands and into someone else's hands. And they're saying it's because of national security, but really it's obvious that it's the most successful site and they just want it. So they want it for themselves or they want to whatever. They don't want the Chinese to come make all the money from these American. It's supposed to go the other way.
I think that's exactly it. It's all about power because we get all of Chinese goods, so we're like their best importer of their goods. They're buying up land all over the place, like all over the world and the U.S. And this was and they're stealing our data. They were stealing our, what's it called? Intellectual
property.
Property, yeah. And profiting off of everything. And this was the U.S. being kind of like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And then they
even
they
though
didn't,
the U.S. does it all the time to itself.
Maybe they were hoping to get some kind of like negotiation or fight out of it. But TikTok was like, okay, bye.
Well, what they did was they said, we're fine. We'll shut down.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you later. We're everywhere else.
We are not selling and we'll shut down. It's fine. Basically calling the bluff. And then all of, and then my favorite thing is they said, yeah, we'll do whatever you guys say. And then Trump was like, don't worry about it. I'm just going to get right back up as soon as these idiots are out of here anyway. And then Joe Biden jumps in. And he's like, actually, you know, just come on. Don't even worry. Just come on. It's all right. You don't have to shut down. Just, come on. Come on. Yeah, and then they're like, what's that? What's that? Do you guys, either of you put it in writing? Yeah? No? Oh, you didn't? Yeah, we're fine. We'll just shut it down. Yeah. We're good. It's off. And I'm just like, yes, turn it off.
What if this is like a Coca-Cola thing?
Yeah.
And they come back in a year. Is this why you brought that up yesterday?
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
How when it comes back stronger than ever.
Yeah. It was already strong before.
Little do, well, and see, what you found out during that Coca-Cola escapade was that they actually came back with a different flavor anyway. It was closer.
Right away.
But because they wanted to shift to the less expensive syrup, the high fructose corn syrup instead of regular sugar, they completely did away with Coke Original, made new Coke, which wasn't as good, and they knew it.
It was even sweeter. And the catalyst
like
for them to do that was the several-year Pepsi challenge. Mm-hmm. And Pepsi was continuously getting, they were winning the Pepsi challenge. So after so many years of people choosing Pepsi, Coke, they A, needed to win that fight, and B, wanted to save money.
They wanted to fit. They needed to win that fight.
No, that's why your face did that. It's not right.
That's life. That was the funniest fucking thing on that podcast. I think we should just take whatever other people are doing on podcasts that I think is funny, and we'll just steal their idea. That's what everybody else does.
Yeah, we're just recycling.
Just recycling. But yeah, no, I love that TikTok said, all right, no, we're fine. We're just going to go ahead and abide by the rules. Whatever you said, you can't just tell us you're not going to press charges and then we're going to believe you. And then, because that would be so short-sighted. I love that they were like, oh yeah, no, we're not going to, don't worry. And they're like, yeah, we're not idiots. We're
going
to keep this. Yeah, we're not going to give you any reason to fine us or anything. Mm-hmm. And then also in this same week, Zuckerberg is relaxing or reversing the rules of his engagement. So I think he's going to catch a lot of use coming back his way. And then they're saying that Twitter or X basically swipes or acts like TikTok now. I haven't been on either in a while, so I don't really know. But the vertical swiping is what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never get on those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, we shouldn't. We're doing good.
Well, I get on ChatGPT enough, and I got on here again. And so I don't use the social media that often. I do use this. And recently, today actually, I put in one of my favorite jokes of yours that you told last week. Is the
a joke of mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I call it the horse chewing gum.
Okay. You're going to challenge it to try to come up with a joke?
Uh-huh.
So, do you give it the turn too, or do you make it think of it itself?
No. So it's funny because you had suggested doing this, but I had been thinking about doing this for a while, and it was, I wanted to like put something in there and I wanted it to tell me what it thought, what makes it funny. Because I wanted to see like what the bot is like thinking about humor so far. Yeah. And so I put in your joke.
Okay.
All right. So.
Did you also tell it that people think it's funny?
I said, we consider this a perfect joke. Tell me, what do you think makes this joke funny?
Okay.
So I'll tell the, do you want to tell the joke or do you want to hear what I typed in?
Type it. Just you do
it. Okay. So I put in. I said, here's a joke that was written by Ray Stone, host of All of This is Temporary podcast. Bullying is good for you. My New Year's resolution is to bully more. Bullying helps shape people who they are today. For example, I'll never forget one day I was sitting in class and the girl in front of me turns around and says, you chew gum like a horse. I'm so grateful for that. If it wasn't for her telling me, I would still be walking around chewing gum with my huge dick hanging out. Every time. That's my favorite joke of yours.
Even when you tell it, that's so good. I love that that joke gets you. That's a keeper.
It really is.
That's going to be, that may be my closer. Maybe
it's
that's going to be
so
my closer
good.
If
it's
I ever
so
build
good.
An actual set.
You will. Okay. And so it came with a lot of stuff and it really like kind of made the joke not funny anymore part of it. So I'm not even going to read everything unless you want me to, but I'll read some points that it made. It came out with like 5 paragraphs. That's way too much. But some things that I liked, the twist, absurd reveal. The humor explodes in the unexpected connection between gum chewing and his huge dick hanging out. It's so wildly disproportionate to the setup that it creates surprise and laughter. The absurdity of trying something mundane, gum chewing, to something exaggeratedly inappropriate, huge dick, is key here.
Nope.
I think I just like how they keep saying huge dick.
It's wrong. It also doesn't get it so far. Keep going.
That was point 3. I missed the first 2. Just go down. Okay.
You have to answer it as it answered you.
Okay. This joke works because it masterfully plays with expectations, builds tension, and delivers an absurdly sharp twist. Let's break it down. 1, relatable premise, bullying shapes people. The opening feels relatable because many people have experienced bullying or criticism that left a mark, whether positive or negative. By framing it as a New Year's resolution to bully more.
Okay. All right. We can fast forward.
Okay. Escalation, personal antidote. The antidote about being called out for chewing gum like a horse. See?
Okay.
Yeah.
But it still hasn't tied the 2 things that are actually funny to each other.
All right. And then I read the twist, the absurd reveal, the humor explodes because, you know, you say huge dick and we're not.
That's funny. Let's break that down. It thinks all it is a twist. Like old school comedians would be like, you know, what was my joke the other day? The Norm MacDonald style joke where I go, we used to have a friend. Do you remember that? You remember disappearing, reappearing ink?
Oh, yeah.
And then we used to have a gay friend. We called him, he used to always like show up, but only for a minute. He would just pop by and then leave again. We called him the disappearing, reappearing twink. But I guess you're not allowed to say faggot anymore. So now we just call him Gary.
Sorry to all you Garys out there. You are now faggots.
Which is, so that's what, like, that's a style of humor. That's like it's a violent twist. But mine, the reason it's funny is there are 2 very standard images that the human mind comes up with a horse. And has ChatGPT managed to see that it's actually... That's why it's such a good twist.
It not once says because it, you know, it creates a picture of you sitting in class and you very clearly can see somebody chewing gum, but it does see that there's a twist.
Yes.
It does see the twist, but the twist that it sees is from gum chewing
to dick hanging out.
To a dick hanging out, which
having no connection.
They're missing the real thing.
Yeah, the link, the thing. This is why I'm so sure that ChatGPT will not get humor the way that I think, you know, at least not anytime soon, is because it's missing such a fundamental, like the reason it's funny is everyone pictures a horse chewing. So, and chewing like a horse isn't a normal colloquialism. It's been around forever. Mm-hmm. Also, hung like a horse is another colloquialism. So I'm essentially taking 2 colloquialisms and then leading you to think I'm talking about one, but then smacking you upside with my huge cock on the other side.
That's how the ladies like it.
And ChatGPT doesn't get
it. Doesn't get it.
That's the crux of that cookie.
It does say a couple more things. So okay. I'll just quickly go over them. Cool. 4 in his tone, confident delivery.
Of course.
Confident and unapologetic delivery amplifies the joke, blah, 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 blah. 5, and this is the last one. 5, playful misdirection. The audience is led to believe the antidote will end in a reflection on self-awareness or growth, but instead it derails into hilarious and over-the-top image. The bait and switch technique lands perfectly because it's so unexpected yet cleverly tied back to the premise of bullying shaping who you are. So it's still missing it.
It's tying, it is doing that, but it still is missing the fucking link. I love it. I love that it's so dumb.
So then I told, okay, I like a couple of the points, but most of them break down the joke and make it boring. Try again, but shorten your entire reasoning of what makes Ray's joke funny into 2 to 3 sentences. Ray's joke is hilarious because it uses masterful misdirection, leading the audience from a relatable setup about bullying to an absurd and shocking punchline about his huge dick. The confident, deadpan delivery amplifies the humor by treating the ridiculous twist as if it's completely logical. It's the perfect blend of surprise, absurdity, and commitment to the bit. So after we're done recording today, I'll go in and I'm gonna put in what it really is about, like what makes it funny. And
I don't know if we should teach it.
Yeah. I want to see if I can get it to a point to tell jokes like you do.
Yeah. Okay. Well then, yeah, you should, then you have to explain to it that a big part of why this is, why this goes the extra step. The extra step is that at the same time as it being a shocking turn and tying back to the bullying and all that stuff, it links two colloquialisms, hung like a horse and chew like a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it understands what a colloquialism is, then, you know, it's not going to get that.
We're going to teach it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's dangerous.
The experiment.
But I say, let's give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about something today. Drink you under the table.
Mm.
Like, I get it. That means I'm going to drink so much that if you try to keep up with as much as I'm drinking, you're going to be asleep under the table. But what I'd never understood is why would you strive for that? I know this is a very strong topic to bring up, especially in our 40s, because we're just drinking everybody under the table. But I just thought, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, fucking, when you were young, it was like, I could drink way more than you. I'd drink you under the table, ha ha ha. And you're like, and then you would commence to trying, and it never goes well. And actually, what's funny is we were the Floribama Shore made me think of that, because one of the girls on the Floribama Shore shows up to the house, has a few cocktails before they go out, is too drunk to go out on the first night, and she's like 21. So this is not new behavior. She's been doing it for a little while.
Yeah.
Pees somebody else's bed, and then they come home and find her passed out. But they left her, of course, because she was... And she just got wasted every single trip out to the bars. Just wasted. Like, not... I mean, I feel like on the Florida, whatever, the Jersey Shore one, like they at least kind of like held it together a little bit, and they weren't like wasted. Well, I guess that's not true.
Well, there are, you know, a couple characters that would, I've only seen a season or two of Jersey Shores, but yeah, for the most part, they were coherent.
That was one of the things that was on in the snowboard house that I lived at.
Yeah.
They called them the Juice Head Gorillas. Because they were just all a bunch of juicer dudes.
All
just,
the guineas.
Just Dago, Fagoed, and I don't know how to rhyme that with steroids. Just juiced up gorilla heads.
Anyways, what were you saying?
I can't remember. Oh, I was talking about drink you under the table.
I just got that on
my comment list of things that people say, and you're just like, why is that even a saying? That's just unhealthy. That's just bad for you.
I mean, I think you said it. I mean, somebody get closer to the mic. I think you answered your own question in your monologue there, in that it's something you say when you're younger. We don't really say I can drink you under the table as an adult.
Yeah.
Because we don't care about that. It's actually, we take more pride in going to bed early and waking up early. But when you're a kid, it's like, that's a sign of being mature and like strong. You can drink a lot, like an adult.
Yeah, I know. And they would show it on movies. Like, what was that Indiana Jones scene where the woman is like drinking some whatever Saudi prince guy or whatever. I don't know where they were under the table. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are we doing these drinking competitions?
And like Asian culture is the same way. I mean, the more you can drink, you have to keep up with everybody on a business trip to get the respect of the other men.
Oh, yeah.
Like not women, but men.
No, you're right. The party is important. Like partying, I think it's like that with kind of everything. Yeah, you got to be able to party hard.
Yeah, you got to hold your own.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if so, party hard out there, ladies and gentlemen.
But here's the weird thing. Here's the twist that I think is, you know, interesting, because when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, I can drink like an adult. I can drink you under the table. But then as we get older, we get Botox and things that, you know, we want to stay young. We take pride in.
Oh, yeah. So we start.
People think that we're younger than we are. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I look like I'm in my
20s. You yeah. know? And when you're young, if people say you look old, then you feel cool.
Yeah.
When you're
like what
when you're
the
like
fuck?
19, you're like, yeah, they all think I'm 22. That's so
I
cool.
mean, really, at the end of the day, it just kind of tells you that none of it matters. And it's all temporary.
All of this is temporary, except for that.
No, I did it intentionally.
Oh, I just did it on accident. Oh,
okay. Because I did it too. It's not as loud as you. I feel like we have something else today. Oh, I haven't shared a word.
You haven't shared a single word this whole time.
Yeah. So I'm going to share two words today.
Okay.
And the first word I'm going to share is kind of like.
You want to tell me the definition and we'll see if I can guess the word?
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Change up.
Okay. Yeah. So I usually say the word and then I say the passage that I read the word in and then I give what I thought the word meant and then I give the actual definition. So today I'm going to give you the actual definition and then you're going to try to go back to the beginning and guess what the word is without any of the meat.
I like how you just vamped. You know what vamping is?
Mm-mm.
That's like filling time.
Yeah.
Because like we just said that and then you just announced it. Okay. You know what? Cut. Let's go ahead and redo that.
But we didn't define how we normally. It's been a couple weeks, so maybe our listeners forgot. That's the order that we go in. So in case they forgot.
All right. Okay. So here we go. Here comes the definition.
The definition. Do you want the, if it's a noun, adjective, whatever?
You decide.
Okay. It's an adjective. Unhealthy yellow or pale brown color face.
Jaundice.
That's not the word. Oh. I know that word.
Unhealthy. Salute. If you're going to cough, please go outside.
Can you hear it in the mic?
Yeah, of course, but
I
it's like, okay.
I tried to turn away and cover my mouth.
It's all right.
We're loud sneezers over here. Ray's also really loud.
Appreciate it. I
might have a third one.
I stole my buddy Colin's sneeze. It's the Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It went away. Oh. Okay, so I get God damn it.
I knew there was a third one somewhere. It's gone now.
I want to hear it again. An unhealthy yellow or brown color in the face.
Almost unhealthy yellow or pale brown color face.
Oh, pallid?
No. You know, it's interesting that you want to play this way because not once have I read you a word that you knew the definition for. So,
jaundice, pallid. I'm going to give it one more guess. Yellow. Yellowy is always jaundice. Let's see.
Okay, so next I'm going to read you the passage, but I'm not going to say the word.
Is it peaked?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's just go ahead and why don't you go hit me with the word?
You're ready for the word?
Yeah.
You don't want the sentence? Okay, it's sallow.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have. Yeah. Sallow, I would have guessed, you know what? The phone is giving you so many thumbs up because of the way you're holding that. It has just been doing like thumbs up. Oh, the victory one is supposed to what do something. Person? Quit it. I'm trying to do it. Number one. Oh, okay. It's only doing for you.
I don't know why I'm sneezing so much.
There we go. Finally, it gave me a goddamn thumbs up. Sallow. I have read it before. I guess I always kind of maybe took that as like a forlorn or depressed sallow.
Kind of. Vibe. One of the good guys, Henry had said, but the guy who showed up had been a sallow-skinned thing with a British accent, a hairline mustache that looked like something out of the 1940s film.
Sallow, yellowy brown.
Noir,
okay.
And yellow teeth that all leaned inward like the teeth of a very old animal trap.
All right, so moving on, let's do the next definition.
Okay.
Sallow, good word.
Okay, next one. You might know this one. Okay, do you want to know the definition?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a noun. It's a South American monkey with a cap of hair on the head. Like, I'll read it again.
Organ grinder?
A South American monkey with a cap of hair on the head.
Howler monkey?
Mm-hmm. I'll read you the passage. That was no the word. That was no no cute little organ grinder's mascot. That was a mean old baboon.
I don't know.
So I thought it was a thing that is friendly and approachable. Anyways, a South American monkey with a cap of hair on the head is known as a capuchin. Yeah, and they are like really cute little monkeys.
That's
I never heard of that. I thought maybe you might know that one. Those are all the definitions. So we have sallow and capuchin.
Aren't we glad? Oh, I'm so glad we did that one. Capuchin.
Capuchin.
The capuchin.
This is a very important segment of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, the only educational part.
Yeah.
That's how we get away with everything that we've said so far.
Yeah, we share a word of the day.
Okay, so what do we think is, so I want to talk a couple of quick differences before and afters, like for President Trump's previous to this term.
Okay.
First of all, his hair is still amazing. It's just still made of thin strands of gold.
It hasn't changed.
Do we think he dyes his hair?
He has to.
Of course.
Yeah, he has to.
I just want everyone else.
How often do you think he gets a spray tan?
I don't think as much anymore. Actually, that's not true. He's just better. He's got better bronze now.
He's still so orange.
He's gold. He's more gold and less orange now.
I wonder if the people in the media are just using different kinds of filters to make him look more orange than he actually is. I wonder if it's that. There's no way
this year he's less orange.
Yeah, so they're like they're not trying to make him the orange man anymore.
No, he was orange before. I don't think.
I think it was fake news.
Oh my God! You're gonna go ahead and fake news his skin tone that we all could see.
Yeah, because you can easily change that with a filter.
No, he was just
easily
orange.
Change it.
He was just orange as fuck.
I don't
fuck.
Know. What, have you ever seen him in person?
Nope.
Mm,
you're
never
right.
Know.
There you go. That's politics, ladies and gentlemen. Just like his hair and skin tone, all of this is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, yeah. I can't continue after that. After you put a sword in my back like that with the President Trump.
There's no sword in the back.
Treasury Trump. No, I'm kidding. Never.
You behave. I'll read another definition.
If I behave?
If I need to. Yep.
Okay. Do you have one that's good?
No, those are all I have. I have to do the rest.
Yeah, we don't need any more monkeys.
Yeah, no more cappuccines.
Yeah, cappuccine.
Cappuccin.
Okay, well, that's the show for this week.
Was that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good because I'm out of beer. So
you're out of beer. You know what?
This I stabbed you in the back.
Episode has been brought to you by, we're not sure where it came from.
I came from the crackers earlier.
Did the white people stop by?
That's how they entertain.
Did the white folks come around?
I was trying to make a crackers entertaining joke in the grocery store, but it didn't land.
Who were you telling it to?
You.
You were so fucking high. It was retarded. Hanging out with you when you're high, I'm throwing you under the bus, is so hard.
Well, I'm not high very often.
No, you're not high very often. But when you are, boy, can you see it.
Look, this also says...
Just the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Everybody's home. None of the lights are on. We're saving electricity.
You know that person that is standing next to the person who's pushing the shopping cart's shopping cart? The team that's at the grocery store where the guy's pushing the cart and the woman's standing by the cart. Fucking in the way of everybody, can't figure it out.
This is such a lie.
This.
But I did not. I was in nobody's way. I ran into a couple of doors. But again,
people and children. And
no, I didn't. Yeah. It took me a minute to pick out the yogurt, but.
Well, anyway, this has been the podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly have. But check us out on the Bomb With Me channel on YouTube. Yeah, watch it if you want. There's so many thumbs ups. It's just crazy.
Wait, what happens if we both do? What if we do this?
I don't know. It gets confused.
I don't want to flip any. I'll flip the back room off.
It gets confused, but that's it. So bye.
Bye.